The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning. Hey, welcome back to Pointing You Home, your number one local real estate news source. We have a great show planned for you today, so stay tuned. At 8:30, we have the Senior Solutions Show, which is going to continue our conversation about dementia. I'll have Julianne Dubois on the show to discuss her mom and her life with her mother, who struggles with that. But now, let's jump right into some local news that matters to you. Washingtonian recently released an article discussing the up-and-coming cities of D.C. Do you have any clues as to which Washington neighborhood will boom next? Hey, all the money that's flowing into Washington, D.C., it makes other neighborhoods feel like they've just been built, but it really hasn't benefited areas east of the Anacostia River. If you've driven up and down 295, you know what I'm talking about, but that looks like it's going to probably change. A group called the Menkitty Group is planning to build the MLK Gateway, which is a modern mixed-use site in Anacostia's historic corridor. It'll be a $65 million taxpayer-funded basketball arena for Washington Wizards practices and Mystics WNBA games. It's scheduled to open up at St. E's in September. Plus, there's the 11th Street Bridge Park, which plans to turn the old connection across the river into a greenway in the style of New York's High Line. The planners are about halfway to the $55 million that they need in order to start the remodel, which they hope to begin in 2019. Whether it actually mends the east-west disparity, big question. And what we mean? Well, we mean that on the other side of the Anacostia, it's a different world than on this side of the Anacostia in Washington, D.C. We'd like to see that change, wouldn't we? Hey, for sale right now, you can buy a semi-detached, renovated three-bedroom house in the historic district for about $450,000 in Ashburn. It's already one of the biggest internet hubs out there, and we've got this beautiful single-family home. There's also a four-bedroom colonial built in 1997 for $534,500. Ashburn is one of these places that is really transforming. It's a hub, and I personally think it's a likely hub for our friends at Amazon to land, because there's still a lot of open area, a lot of development potential out in Ashburn. If you haven't been out, go out to Tribute, go out to One Loudoun, and visit our friends out there. Look at College Park in Hyattsville. These are neighboring suburbs in Prince George's County that if you go up Route 1 into Prince George's County, you cross the line into Maryland, areas there that really for a long time just sat really languished in the market have seen tremendous investment coming in. A $2 billion reinvention of a stretch of Route 1 known for the bars and auto shops is going in. So for sale right there, you can buy new construction, three-bedroom townhouse for about $410,000. The 8th Street Union Market, well, you know, like 14th Street, Northeast D.C.'s 8th Street was devastated by the 68 riots, but it also bears some of the same hallmarks of rebirth, just as the Studio Theater was on the 14th. The Atlas Performing Arts Center has been a pioneer of renewal on H Street. You can buy a three-level fixer-upper across the street from Union Market for about $699,000. Down in Crystal City, this is a pocket of Arlington that's had it rough for a few years, with an office vacancy rate surpassing 21%, which is really largely due to the exodus of Defense Department workers. But those fortunes appear to be turning with JBG Smith, one of the area's largest developers. They control a vast majority of the buildings, and they're planning to do a conversion of empty buildings into housing, retail, and offices. And that location there, you know, will be particularly prime. They're going to apparently build an Alamo Draft House Cinema, 345 apartments, grocery store, other retail. Hill East, back in 2006, folks, the federal government transferred control of 67 acres on the east side of the Capitol Hill to the district. Since then, developers have eyed Reservation 13, as the plot is known as D.C.'s next hot neighborhood. For the time being, it's home to the city jail and the former D.C. General Hospital. We'll see where that goes. The most famous place in town was demolished in 2002. Do you remember what it was? It was the most famous place in D.C. that was demolished in 2002, and we all went to see concerts there. The Capitol Center. Right. Former home of the Bullets and the Capitals, Largo. We're talking Largo, Maryland. A few years from now, Prince Georgians should start associating Largo with a trip to the doctor because there's going to be a new regional hospital opening there in 2021. Plus, there's a Largo Town Center Metro Station in there as well, and it's there's a core going on, core rebuilding in Largo. Downtown Reston, my goodness, this relatively dense, mixed-income town was considered cutting-edge when Robert Simon started to build it in the 1960s. They are continuing to rebuild, add new high-rises. Merrifield, similarly. And now on the Pike, Montgomery County's White Flint Sector Plan, approved in 2010, envisions that outdated strip malls and vacant property along Rockville Pike will give way to town centers and a pedestrian-friendly streetscape. Any of you who know White Flint Mall, it was torn down years ago, but they haven't been able to tear down the entirety of it because of a leasing argument between the owners of that property, who also own the Washington Nationals, and Lord & Taylor. Lord & Taylor has a long-term lease, and they sued and won. And so they're building that portion of White Flint Mall still stands for Lord & Taylor until they finish their lease. Or I guess until the owner offers enough money. Southwest, Southeast waterfronts, I've covered that. It's amazing. So a condo next to the wharf, this new wharf with water views, just $1,125,000. Easy, right? Upper Georgia Avenue also being renovated. And Wheaton. Wheaton, Maryland, folks. Do you know why it got its name Wheaton? It's an interesting historical fact. General Frank Wheaton, who was a Civil War general for the Union, defended Fort Stevens against Jubal Early and his ranks. Jubal Early had marched down what was then called Veers Mill Road, and it still is today, to the corner of what is now Georgia Avenue, and at that time was called the 7th Street Pike. He turned right, marched into Washington, D.C. to attempt to attack the Capitol. It was the only attempted attack on Washington, D.C. during the Civil War, and General Frank Wheaton was the one who rebuffed him. So Wheaton got its name right at that corner. And that suburb of the Red East of the Red Line's eastern side is really best known as a mecca for strip malls and great ethnic food. But Montgomery County has designs on turning it into a walkable downtown. And within the next couple of years, a revitalization plan calls for remaking huge surface parking lots at its center into a town square with offices for several county agencies. And on nearby Georgia Avenue, a new recreation center and library will give neighbors state-of-the-art hangouts. So much to offer. An updated Cape Cod and Wheaton, $460,000. Hey, you know, last month's median home sales hit a new record for March, with the median home price in Montgomery County showing a 6.6% increase from 2017, going up from 410 to 437. Supply is down by about 12.3%. I saw a listing one of my clients we had put on the market last year. We put it on the market in Rockville, just north of Wheaton. Property was on the market for $375,000, and my client, who'd purchased it for $350,000 back in 2005, was just hoping to get out of the property. I said, look, let's just pull it back off. You're not in a rush to sell. Let's wait a year and see what happens. You know, they might get more than $400,000 this year. Market's up about 7% in that neighborhood. Three-bedroom, two-bath, brick and block, post-war construction rambler, you know, tongue and groove, oak hardwood floors, and a fireplace in the living room. You walk right into the living room. But the demand is there. There's not a lot of inventory. It's down 12.3%. I don't think that's just Montgomery. That's across the board. Hey, Manna Food Center founder and Kensington resident Jakey DiCarlo was honored in Paris, receiving the Global Women Stop Hunger Award for her work with the food center and mobile kitchen and pop-up pantry. Our team volunteered, the Eric Stewart Group team volunteered at Manna Food Center in Gaithersburg, Maryland during the holidays, and what they're doing over there is incredible. Just for fun, if you pay attention to pop culture or news from overseas, you'll know that Prince Harry is marrying California native Meghan Markle. Well, how does that affect our area? If your wedding invitation never arrived in the mail, then you're in luck. From May 4th to May 20th, Drink Company, the company who brought you the Cherry Blossom and Game of Thrones pop-up bars, will be opening their next pop-up feature, The Royal Wedding. Yes, architects are transforming the space to look like St. George's Chapel with a room dedicated to Buckingham Palace's throne room. Expect to see ceiling rosettes, stained glass columns. The group even tracked down the British Royals' official flag maker to get the heraldic standards. The bar will have a mailbox for you to mail letters directly to the happy couple, as well as a special viewing party for the wedding on May 19th. By the way, a calligrapher is writing the drink menus, which will be including British beers, scotch, wine from Markle's home state of California, and 11 themed cocktails for the bargain basement of $13 to $14, folks. Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, made it onto the 10 coolest U.S. cities to visit in 2018. If you haven't been up to Baltimore, it's only an hour away, and there's so much to see. Now, come on, don't put your nose up.
It wasn't Baltimore, it was Richmond.
Richmond, yeah. Well, Richmond's coming. It's getting there. Hey, we're going to have our prize winners for our quiz from last week coming up next, and plus sign ordinances. See all these real estate signs? Why are they coming down right after this?
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. Hey, Patricia Valisados correctly guessed our quiz from last week, which is 44% of buyers fall into what category? And the answer is married couples. Congratulations, Patricia, on winning lunch at Clyde's. We'll send you that, but we do need you to email us your contact information, including your home address. So send that to radio@ericstewartgroup.com. Thanks, Patricia. Congratulations. Okay, so for right-sizing your life, you know, this is this whole process that I take our sellers through who are downsizing. And we speak about the process of right-sizing your life and how to age in place at a variety of different events and communities around the D.C. metro area. I want to bring your attention to a free shredding event for Prince William County residents on May 5th. This is from 9 to 1 o'clock at two locations, including the Prince William County Landfill, which is on Dumfries Road in Manassas, and Balls Ford Road Yard Waste Compost Facility, which is at 13,000 Balls Road Ford in Manassas, Virginia. These are open to residents only. No business or commercial shredding will be accepted. Residents can bring the equivalent of up to four boxes, 18 inches by 12 inches by 15 inches or smaller, of paper for shredding at no charge. You can check out the Prince William County government website for more information. You know, if you don't need it, shred it, let it go. Go through your papers if you live in those areas, and even if you don't, use the opportunity. Go through the papers you have while you're watching the Wizards play basketball or the Caps or whatever. Just try and do two things at the same time during the commercial breaks, folks. Make good use of your time and go through your right-sizing process. By the way, in Montgomery County, they're having a shredding and recycling and clothing household item reuse collection up at Watkins Mill High School on May 12th from 10 to 2. These recycling events are free of charge and open to Montgomery County residents only. The limit they have is just five paper bags or small cardboard boxes of paper per household vehicle, and all paper will be shredded on site. They're drive-through events. You drive up, throw them out the window. Well, maybe not. You pass them out the door. But we ask you to stay in your vehicle. For everybody's safety, you will not be able to watch your paper being shredded. And that's being sponsored by Facebook. No, I'm kidding. Hey, we need to be paying attention to keeping our areas looking nice, right? I want to talk about signs for just a moment. Real estate signs. Long & Foster has begun receiving fine notices for directional signs that are placed in the right of way. Now, this isn't just Long & Foster. This is all brokers, because there's a law that was passed in 2016, which added a $110 fine per sign placed in the rights of way. Okay? Real estate agents are not supposed to put directional signs in the rights of way except Saturday to Monday. No other days. Why? Because our business relies on telling people where a home is for sale, especially if the house is going to be open. Understood. But leaving them up all week long litters the streets with signs and takes away from the beauty of the roads that we have. And there's really no other business that does that kind of thing, right? some real estate agents, and you know, depending upon where you live, you could probably think of one or two whose signs, these directional arrows, you see all the time. Well, prior to the enforcement of this in the last 6 months, real estate agents were notoriously putting up, you know, hundreds of signs just so they would have name recognition. Now, I don't fault a person for doing that. I mean, it's like you can mail out postcards, or you can put signs up. Which is cheaper? Well, you get a lot of traffic from people driving past a sign and seeing your name. You have to mail out a lot of postcards to get the same impressions in front of somebody's face, right? You can also buy impressions on the internet. They're pretty cheap these days. The key here is that you've got to obey the law. There's no law against you mailing to people or, you know, soliciting them through the internet. But there's a law that says you can keep your signs up from Saturday until Monday. Sometimes real estate agents will be known to put signs up directing for open houses late on Friday afternoons when it's late enough in the day and the county government is closed already, and there's probably some grace for that. But off-site directional signs that are placed Saturday through Monday in the public right-of-way adjacent to the road will not be subject to the county's sign enforcement program. And for the purposes of the program, the right-of-way will be considered to extend 12 feet from the edge of the roadway. Fines will be $100 to $110 fine per sign, and each sign constituting a separate offense. The county will attempt to send warnings to offenders before instituting fines, but be aware that agents in our area have already received fines of up to $1,000 for egregious offenses. Yours truly has not received any fines. The county is required by law to hold those confiscated signs for 5 days. If your sign is confiscated, it's taken out to the I-66 transfer station where you say hasta la vista sign. Balloons, flags, other moving parts attached to signs in the right-of-way are illegal at all times. Think of the distraction. You've seen them. You know, VDOT will respond to citizen complaints about signs in the right-of-way. If they find that the sign is a hazard for drivers, it may be confiscated at any time. And signs placed in roadways covered by the Adopt a Highway program are illegal and subject to confiscation, yes, at any time. If you have any questions or you want to contact the Fairfax County Code Compliance Office, you can reach them at 703-324-1300. I'll repeat in case you want to file a complaint, 703-324-1300. Hey, in Alexandria, Virginia, at 1725 Knox Place, Alexandria, in Varsity Park, which is near 395 at Seminary Road, we've just launched a four-level, four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, all-brick, split-level home on a corner lot, which is an estate sale. Been lovingly maintained for many, many years and lots of room to grow. Wood floors, under the carpet on main and upper levels, one-and-a-half-car tandem garage, eat-in kitchen, separate dining room, separate bedroom and bath on the lower level, and minutes to D.C., easy commute, folks. Located in the desirable T.C. Williams High School District, move in ready. Make your own individual changes when you get there, $725,000. And out in Fairfax, 9536 Old Creek Drive in Fairfax. This is a three-bedroom up, one-bedroom down, brick and siding split level, lovingly upgraded throughout, two full baths, both absolute big wows. Rear addition off of the dining room and the kitchen, gleaming hardwood floors, $617,500, south of Little River Turnpike at Ollie Lane. Helen Flynn, who she's our brand ambassador for the Senior Solutions team, has been the agent in our team for the month of April. She was on this show discussing her expertise in the senior market at the beginning of the month. If you'd like to listen, you can listen to that interview at ericstewartgroup.com, where you'll find every episode of this show plus Senior Solutions. Hey, one of my sellers asked me the other day for a discount in the commission that they were paying me at the time of settlement. And here was the conversation. There was a credit that the sellers worked out, negotiated with the buyers. The buyers had requested that the roof be replaced, and the sellers gave a $10,000 credit. Now, what I want you to understand is the sellers felt like they shouldn't pay a commission on the credit that they were giving the buyers. What I explained to the sellers is this. Had you agreed to replace the roof, you would have replaced the roof and there would be no credit, right? And they acknowledged. So I said, you actually got the benefit of not having to do the work, but either way, the work will have to get done. And whether the work gets done or doesn't get done, you still pay the commission based upon the sale price because you were just given a convenience. You don't have to worry about actually doing the work, but you still pay the commission on the sale price because you've given a credit rather than doing the work. It was your choice. Hey, if you're going to be on the go constantly, like I am, or maybe you find yourself busy 9:30 in the evening, Sunday nights, you can find our show, Real Estate Now. It's my national real estate show. We're streaming this on our favorite podcast platforms, which include iHeartRadio, Spotify, Audioboom, Stitcher, Google Play, Radio Public, and TuneIn. These are all ways to listen to Real Estate Now and Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, which is coming up in just a moment. If you're getting ready to sell, you want to find a realtor, go to ericstewartgroup.com or give us a call today at 1-800-900-9104. Senior Solutions up next.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.